Perfect.
Okay, with the director of a movement deeper than dancing, Katia. Katia, you're based in France, correct?
Exactly. I'm actually in Paris right now.
You're training in Paris right now. So this was a collaboration with your artist, Madeline, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
And tell me about the idea for this project. Did you guys kind of work collaborate together on it?
The idea, it's something that came really naturally. Basically, I was working with a friend of Madeline, and she told me that she thought we could do something together. So I was in LA for 5 days. So day one we met, and we were like, okay, let's try to do something together. And she explained to me a little bit what she was planning at the moment. So I was like, okay, let's just set up a timing to film to have good footage. So we started first with the footage of her in the studio, painting inside the studio. And we took like 1 hour or two to discuss together, just, so we get to know each other a little bit, because it's always strange when you start filming someone and you're with big equipment, big camera, and you know nothing about each
Yeah.
other. So this was this first part of filming, and then she was like, yeah, I'm gonna paint outside, and there is this super like cramp competition at the same time. You should come to film so you can see, the different type of art and dance and stuff I'm doing. So it came really naturally, actually. It wasn't prepared at all. Like, it was like 1 day prep maximum.
It might have been a good thing that you guys didn't know each other very well, because it's the way you're filming her is like you're the audience, right? We're getting to know this artist through the lens that you're shooting in, and basically, and so are you, I guess, right? So I guess it works for the film.
Exactly, because since we didn't know each other, I was discovering myself without any prep, what was happening in
Yeah.
front of me. Yeah, so it's cool because, yeah, you get surprises, good surprises, bad surprises, but you have fun. That's the best stuff to that's the best configuration to film, when you have time to experiment stuff. But you're still trying to, because you don't know what the edit is gonna look like.
Yeah.
I didn't have an idea of the music, so you're not like, it's not like a music video where you're like, okay, I have the music, I know what I want to do, so it
Yeah.
needs to match this tempo and blah blah blah. This I didn't even know. The poem that she wrote, I discovered it the last day. She was like, oh yeah, I wrote a poem, let me read it to you. And I was like, okay, let's record it to use it, maybe, maybe not. So that, yeah, that was really cool to do it like this.
It's basically about this character's, like, well, my interpretation at least is this character's creative process or
Exactly.
artistic process.
Yeah, and to discover that she's how do you say, multifaceted. Like, she's an incredible cramp dancer, and when you see her, painting in her studio, that's not something that you think she's doing. And we went to this competition at night in a dance studio in LA, and that the energy was crazy. So yeah, it's interesting to see the process and what's coming out of it.
So yeah, so this was a real dance competition that you at the end of the film that you guys shot in. How'd she do?
I mean, it wasn't really a competition, it was a battle. So it's 2 hours of people dancing, facing each other, and lots of energy, lots of screaming, shouting, and yeah, that was intense, even to film, because you're trying to navigate between dancers and people, and try not to be too close, because you don't know what kind of movement they're gonna do, but sometimes you want to change angles. So yeah, it was a challenge for me as well, to because it was my first time filming that type of stuff, and we were only it was me and an assistant filming. So you're like, yeah, you're trying to just do your stuff, but at the same time being respectful of what's happening around you, just to be sure you don't hurt anyone, or just let the it, you have to work as if you're not there, but you have such big equipment that it's complicated to do sometimes.
Well, tell me about your big equipment then. So, because it's kind of has a different, kind of has a really cool kind of look to it. Even the end of the
Yeah.
film, you kind of gave us this film look, I guess, right? So, where would you shoot it on?
I had two cameras. I'm filming with an Alexa camera, an Amira. So it's the documentary ARRI camera that you can operate by yourself. And it's quite heavy. I had a zoom lens, so I use it with an easy rig. I take some space with it. And then at the same time, I had around my neck, I had a 8 millimeters camera. So sometimes I would just, take it and try to frame some shots really quick in 8mm because I wanted to try to film with it. I found it funny to try to do some stuff, you know, like something different.
Yeah, it's cool. And then, so tell me about the convenience store.
Oh,
did you guys, I'm assuming you just ripped, you just kind of like didn't get permission, just did it.
No, the thing is, basically, yeah, the convenience store, it's funny. Because we were like, we wanted, she told me she wanted to freestyle in front of a red wall.
Yeah.
And I asked a friend that, you know, because I'm not from LA, so I asked a friend, like, do you know where I can find, you know, a place to just have a wall to film someone dancing in front of it?
Yeah.
And then this friend, at some point, we wanted just to buy water and we were inside the convenience store. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's really great. And before, I mean, like 2 or 3 years before, I tried to film a short film in the convenience store and it was super complicated, permits, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And my friend, he was like, oh, yeah, no, this is the convenience store. I go all the time. Just go inside. We will ask her and just film in it. And it took like 10 minutes inside. We were in between, how do you say, a row of product and stuff like that. And she was, the thing is, and that's the frustration as well. I have so many footage of her dancing. So the main difficulty is to choose, you know, to sacrifice stuff and say, okay, we don't need to put more. I think people understand what I want to say with like 2-3 footage. But yeah, it was really quick. All in all, I would say there was one session in her studio that took maybe 3-4 hours discussing, filming, her painting, you know, taking time. And then there was the day she was painting. And I remember because it was the day of Lauryn Hill concert at the Kia Forum. So I was like, okay, we need to finish early because I have a concert afterwards. But we did the red wall. We did the convenience store. And then we went back to the studio to do the painting on the floor outside.
That's great. And I'm assuming you shot hours of footage and then you kind of turned it into this 2-minute film that we see now.
Yeah. Even the crump, just the crump dancing, there was so many incredible stuff. Yeah, but there was maybe for, we have like, what, 2 minutes? I think I have like 2 hours in total. Yeah, I have a lot.
And it's good. What did she think of the film when she saw it?
She was happy. No, I think she was really proud because, like I said, we didn't know each other. So it's always, you know, you don't know how it's going to turn out. And most of the time it's also complicated, I would say, to finish a project because when you shoot, there is no money, no, you know, and life happens, you have other jobs and blah, blah, blah. So me, I was really proud to complete the project for sure. She was really happy with it. I involved her in the process of editing. Like when I was happy with a version, I sent it to her. Like, is it the good dance movement or not? You know, so just to be sure I wasn't travesting anything she was dancing or saying and that she looks, you know, the movements were cool. But yeah, she was really happy. And when we were selected at the festival, she was really proud as well. Yeah. And I was proud as well.
Yeah. And this is a really cool film. And I love the poem. And she just said she just kind of wrote the poem and then you just recorded it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a pure experience. It's kind of an experimental film in many regards because it's everything kind of is spontaneous and it really works out.
Yeah, exactly. And
I like this view better. Now there's like no silhouettes. It's like, I get to see you. I like this. I like.
Sorry, we have sun in Paris. I mean, it's been 3 weeks.
Only in Paris, though. Rain. There's no sun anywhere else, right? So I'm just kidding.
That's the thing. And I was like, ooh, there is some sun. No,
yeah.
I'm back. I'm here. You can see
that's
me.
That's your true filmmaker, right? So
yeah, because I didn't have the camera feedback. So I was like, and then I felt the sun behind me. I was like, okay, you can see me.
So does she have her own like art studio or is this her home? Like it seems.
Well, it's a hard space. It's the hard space where several artists share the space.
Okay.
Which is cool because, you know, they can work with each other I won't say review, but they can talk and work together. And this is the art space. I didn't film at her place.
I love her like kind of spontaneous or kind of experimental or like painting process where she uses her body to paint. It's like you know, like Pollock kind of invented the spray paints kind of invention. It's like she's got this, like, I think she's onto something with her body painting. I think it's amazing.
My favorite part of the filming was the painting on the wall. After she drew the line on the wall and she was painting like with like as if she was blocking and locking on the wall with the white outfit. That's my favorite part I was filming.
Yeah, and using her feet and her dancing, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And she's got the look, right? Because of her hair, she stands out. Like,
yeah, the color is that's the thing. It's like in the end, everything pans out perfectly. Like we didn't prep anything. There wasn't any like, what should be the wardrobe or stuff like that. I was just like, you know what? Just wear what you wear. Keep your hair as it is, and let's just film. You know. So and in the end, the colors it's perfect. Like even in the convenience store, having orange hair and the red neon lights, it works perfectly.
Are you an editor by trade? Because this is a pretty fantastic edit.
No, I mean, I do edit, but I have an editor I work with most of the time, and he's been following me for a long time, and I'm super happy working with him because it's complicated. I would say most of the time people think that filming is the most difficult process, but it's post-production.
Yeah,
post-production
100%.
is... Yeah, you can do like so many. You can go so many different direction. You have infinite possibilities of what you can do with footage you have. The final selection, the movement, and what we do is that we work. He does a first version, and then since I edit a little bit, I change sometimes some stuff, and then he goes back on it, and it's a back and forth together. And we were quite lucky to have a composer for the music. So it's even better because you don't have to, how do I say? You don't have to be on existing music. You have someone making a music for your edit. So it's more fluid, and it's also more, you have more freedom in working your edit. And when I was like, yeah, but I want to keep this shot a little bit longer, it just had to put a note a little bit longer, you know? Instead of, oh, the music doesn't exist like this, so I don't have a choice.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so you referenced it before. What did you think about the audience? We send the audience to you. What did you think what they had to say about your film?
I think it was really, this is the first time, basically, I had really like, it's funny because when you're working and you're putting videos online, you, right now, if it's Instagram, you know, it's really small reaction, like one word, like so cool, super cool, blah, blah, blah. But you don't have really conversation. So I couldn't speak with the people, obviously, but it's cool to have people just say what they felt. Because of course, when you're doing a movie, you're trying to convey emotion, but you never know what people, you know, it's impossible to say, oh yeah, people will feel like this when they will see your film. So I like the fact that there was like a range of different people. So you have, and there were different, some people were more moved by the technique or the music or the movement or the dance. And no, I think it's really great to have something like this.
And yeah, and they, like, obviously the people were taken by your film. It's like, it's, and like you said, one day you had one day of filming and one day of preparation, one day of filming, and look what you guys made.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's luck, beginner's luck.
Not too much thought. Sometimes it's good not to have too much thought.
But it's, I think in my case, I mean, every the directors are different, but in my case, I feel like if I, it's not prep because it's, I would say it's years of working that, you know, allows me to go without preparation.
Sure.
I would say it's like anyone doing a job for such a long time, you know, they just do it like this. But I try not to, and that's the thing when you're working alone, there is no time constraint, really. You're like, okay, let's just do it. It's not like, oh yeah, but we have to finish at this time because blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's just us. So let's just do footage. And when we're happy, we stop.
And then how long did it take you to edit the film?
This was longer. This was longer because we didn't have the music and we were trying to find already existing music. So this was the longest. Basically, we had this We had the poem. I knew I wanted to use the poem, but then I couldn't find the right music, and I couldn't find the right music as well for the cramp, just the snippet in the middle. Like, I wanted something radically different from the calm of the first part. And it's complicated as well to try to explain to someone doing music something that doesn't exist yet. Yeah. For me, it's complicated. So that was the longest part. I would say the edit, I finished it in January, but we shot in November. November 2023, I completed it, yeah, January or February. So, and I would say we're not working every day editing, but yeah, maybe 1 month of edit. And then the music, it took 2 weeks to do it and then finalize everything and color grading. I did the color grading. So I would say, yeah, 1 month of edit, back and forth, a first version working and just taking the time as well. You know, like when you have a first version, not working on it straight away, but just have a week in between. So you're not into the film, you know, like you're seeing a new movie and you're like, okay, I'm starting from scratch. What do I feel? Is it the good rhythm? Is it something that I want to show? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
So you're going to make, you're making a doc, according to your blog interview, you're making a documentary about dance now?
Yeah. Basically the friend that we met through, I'm working with her, following her. She's a choreographer and I've been filming her for 1 year now. Dancing and prepping ballet all around the world. So it's fun.
Oh, wow. So it's like a year, kind of a 365 look into her career.
Yeah.
We're not 365 dance.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. I just gave you a title idea, 365 dance. But
I'll give you credit if it's the title.
So then basically you're still filming though. You haven't started editing yet, or you're editing a little bit?
No, we started doing dailies just to make sure, what do we miss? Is it the good rhythm? Looking at interviews just to make sure. And we're supposed to finish by the end of the year, because it's between Canada, the US, Europe. And we finished in Canada. It's something as of now totally self-funded. So it's all, you know, trying to work in between jobs. And then at the same time, I'm writing a TV series. Not about dancing. So this is the two projects that is taking my time right now.
Gotcha. And so I'm assuming this document is going to be a feature film?
Yes.
Okay. And you're doing a TV series and you're doing it all in Paris?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I think this film's fantastic. I can't wait. I want to see your next film. I really like to see it. And
thank you so much. Thank you. I was so sad. I wanted to, you know, just take the plane and come to the festival.
And I know that, well, don't worry, there'll be another time. Where do you finish in Canada? What city do you finish in Canada?
It will be for Halloween in October.
Oh, what city?
Ottawa.
Okay, because I'm in Toronto, so basically maybe that's not too far away.
It's not that far. It's 4 hours a train.
Is it? No, I think it's, I don't know. I should know this more than you, but I think it's longer.
No, the last time I did it, no, I think it's 4 hours from that way. I think it's four hours by car.
Yeah.
It's by car. Because the last time I was, I did Montreal, Toronto by train. I was doing a Playboy commercial, story for another time.
Yeah.
And I think it was 4 hours.
Gotcha. Because we don't have one of those super trains like you guys like to get to London to Paris, right? So maybe we should get one of those super trains.
Yeah, that's crazy that in the US there is no fast train.
Isn't that crazy though? You figure that there would be?
Yeah, it's like I did Montreal to New York. It's 11 hours by train. It makes no sense. The same is even longer than with a car.
I know the answer to that question. It's an economics thing. Is in the airline companies don't want it because they want people to fly, right? So
it's a nightmare. Sometimes when you have equipment, you don't want to fly. You just want to put your camera in the trunk or in a train and do like a first train ride.
Listen, man, that like I did the channel back then, back in the day, and I thought it was like, I'm like, this is the most amazing thing in the world. I zipped right to right from France, right from Paris to London, and like
no 2 hours you're in London.
Blue. And it was so much better in the air than a flight. Like, give you that.
Far away from the city, you land like too far away. Yeah.
We need to do that in North America, but they won't. But basically, we need to do that though. So. They should do one from Toronto to Niagara Falls. That they take 15 minutes. They'll make a ton of money. But anyways.
So we'll see. We'll see each other. Yeah.
We gotta talk to some people and have them listen to us.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Let's talk again when that documentary is made. I'd love to see it, and wish you the best of success.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And
right.
Thank you.